Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Steady J. And it is Monday, which I know, I mean, it's a couple of different things. It is the first show of the week. And every Monday on Life After Dust Live, we have what we call Hot After Dusk, which we bring you some of the hot news, hot mess, hot new music, and then we also have great interviews that go on, too. So definitely come check it out. We got a lot of stuff going to go down on today's show. Y'all, so, man, it's really, man, I got a lot of some hot mess today. Really, it's some media hot mess today. It's really pissing me off. So that's going to be my personal hot mess for the day. And I just wanted to say shout out to my guest to be on the show today, my girl Melissa J, which she goes on Twitter. She's Emmy J Doll. That's number 3, MMY J Doll. That's her Twitter handle, and you can check her out there and see all the different stuff she has going on. Which she's actually in Turks and Caicos Islands, in which she's also doing a lot of great things. Like a lot of times she does. A lot of runway shows she does always involve with some type of charity. And that's the great thing about people when they come to their gifts, use them to give back to the community. And definitely had to big her up for that, which she has been involved in projects that have helped with the Red Cross. And then she's even had a project that her and her sister started as well called Divas and Denim, which we'll be chopping up on the show today as well. So what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go to some music real quick. And then to come back, we're going to go to some of the hot mess for today. So there you go. We'll be right back on Life After Dust Live, your boy Steady J. And let's go ahead and take it back for my favorite songs. This is by the Don Taraj. This is our Buddy Hop. And then we'll be right back on Life After Dust Live, your boy Steady J. Let's go.
Falling out your glass. No man don't want you in the club. When you put
got to go.
Always on.
repeat in your every year, send right in your every year, word V in your every year, hoodlum EMT in your every year, EMP in your every year, send right in your every year, word V in your every year. Hood won't be a seat in your every
life. Sex me higher than dudes. I set this bitch on fire with no lies to you. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay. Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a shower day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams without a squirrel scene. We bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro. The shorty told me okay and just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses her tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. In the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me, like there's one life to lose. And the flame is hot, she teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic, a couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that out some fire, with no light to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no light to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Uh-huh. What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud nine, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. The top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no lighter.
Sex me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Seti J. That's our little music, quick little music break. And, man, for today's for the hot mess of the day, man, I got a lot of stuff to get off my chest. Yeah, I know, as far as we always talk about celebrity news, and then, of course, my personal thought process on some of the crazy stuff I see on the world in my own little eyes. So let me go ahead and get some of the news out the way first, in which I'm, of course, our news for every week comes from internationalhiphop.com, which is your source for the hottest hip-hop news around the world. All right, so let's see what we got. We got some really good news. Apparently, DMX has announced his German tour. DMX announced that he will be hitting the road for a series of dates in Germany and Switzerland and kicking off his DMX Undisputed Comeback Tour. and it's going to start March 29th through April 8th. He has been performing eight dates throughout Germany, and he also make a stop in Switzerland. So there you go. So from May 29th all the way through April 4th, he'll be in Germany. He'll be in Switzerland on April 5th, and then from April 6th through April 8th, he'll be back in Germany. So this big ups to DMX, man. Like, that dude, you know, he's definitely one of those people who continually stays relevant. Like, every time you turn your head around, this dude's in the media somehow, and it's good to see him back in the media as far as in a good state of, like, he continually does that. A lot of people will try to bring him back down, but he finds a way back up, so I definitely have to dig him up for that. Some other great news. Apparently, Melanie Fiona and Diggy Simmons, the first week sales projections are out, in which Melanie Fiona is set to, they are saying that she is set to release and push about 23,000 to 27,000 copies, while Diggy, for his debut album, will be selling around anywhere from 20,000 to 23,000 copies. So there'll be something very big to happen. We'll see what's going to happen from that. In which Tuesday, y'all can actually find out, which tomorrow y'all can actually find out what the official numbers will be. So just big ups to both of them for just doing their thing. Melanie Fiona, of course, she puts out a lot of music from the soul. Diggy Simmons, he does too, but he also gives you a lot more parties going to whatnot. So definitely say big ups to both of them and continue to have a great career ahead of you. All right, now I'm about to move off of international hip hop for a little bit, and I'm about to go into my personal research I found, in which I got a lot of stuff to get my chest about the Trayvon Martin case and whatnot. And of course, you know, it's been a very big deal about it. It's been news, and of course, you know, for me, I've also shared my opinions on how much it's got me rattled. But it's another stuff I just want to definitely surface too, in which, first off, there was a Mr. Gerardo. He decided that it was a grand idea to open his big mouth. And when he said, the thing he said, I just really wanted to just kick him upside the head about Trayvon Martin. He made a comment that parents didn't know that kind of stuff would happen if parents dressed their kids better. Now, I'm gonna sit here for just a second. and I want him to sit down for pretending that Gerardo was sitting down in a chair next to me right now. What I don't understand is, okay, I'm one of those people, I get really annoyed by people who sag their pants. Okay, that annoys me, but that, I'm not gonna say judge people over over their thinking process or that, but neither here or there. But the whole thing of, because he's wearing a hoodie, that makes him a target. So you're trying to tell me that only black people wear hoodies? I mean, please remind me that, considering the fact that I have a hoodie, one of my favorite hoodies I love to wear, actually, is from Air Apostle, which is a predominantly Caucasian shop store. And you're going to tell me that a hoodie all of a sudden is something that you can just say, oh, my God, well, it's a black guy walking around wearing a hoodie. Oh, I guess it's time to racially profile him. That's not, I can't roll with that. I can't roll with that. But I just can't believe, it's just annoying that these media heads have all this power and all this fame, and they use it for evil. They use it for evil to consist. It's continually, I just say, if you want to bash, you know, even when people want to bash Obama and stuff, I'll let you do that. You got political differences and whatnot. Do what you do. But one thing you will not sit here and do is come try to tear somebody down over some foolishness that definitely sounds really racist. And I'm just really getting tired of it. It's getting annoying. Like people like Rush Limbaugh who sit around here and they open their mouths every 5 minutes have something fools to say every 5 minutes, it's annoying. And they just continue to get paid more and more and more. And everyone goes, well, you know, they're right. Every now and then you need some radical people to shake it up. And I understand that it's freedom of speech out there, but sometimes some of y'all just need to shut the heck up, and y'all need to be that free to speak. That's how I personally feel. But sometimes y'all say stuff, it's just outlandish. You really take it there to where it's very violent, and what is the choice of words they choose is very violent, and how they choose to say towards different humans. It's really sad to look at, actually. So I definitely had to get that in my mind, and I just really wanted to slap the taste out of him. Like, those kind of people there are what perpetuates racism, and I'm just getting tired of it. Now, my other points I made, and I said this on BVO earlier, and of course, you know, everybody knows how I am. When I say something on airways, I know that it's going to be on the record, so I'm not going to take back anything I say right now. I definitely mean what I say. And that is the fact that you mean to sit here and look me in the eye and tell me, there's a lot of people getting all of, you know, getting rattled behind the Trayvon Martin case, which, hell, I am too. But my thing is, what are you doing in your neighborhood? What are you doing to make sure you better that area around you? Because a lot of times there's a lot of unspoken crimes that go on around there that you don't handle. And all of a sudden, and I'm not saying I'm defending the dude, but I'm just saying sometimes it's annoying. It is, make sure that if you're gonna say you're standing out against something, stand out against that subject completely, because everything you say something is a loophole, and then when you leave those loopholes open, it gives those people a chance to come through, and they screw around and they exploit it. So my point of that being is, you know, a lot of people get robbed because it's a non-black person who happened to kill this young black boy. So now all of a sudden a lot of people are getting rattled and all that good stuff. But when there's people in your neighborhood that kill kids every day that are of black descent, there's no problem with it. That's why I have a problem with it. And y'all know me. I don't give a damn. I'm going to make sure I state the fact about what it is. Some of these people that go around spinning the stories, they make sure you know something that I'm from the hood. I've spent most of my life there. So, but most of them that live there, they always respect me because I wasn't going to be what people try to tell me I had to be. I was being me. And at the end of the day, one thing I did not understand is that people would get upset because of this whole Trayvon Martin thing, but y'all remember people run around killing folks every day, and they get away with it because people will not say nothing because they don't want to be a snitch. So please tell me how that makes any freaking sense. You know what I mean? Just tell me, like, if you're going to honestly sit there and tell me that it's not the same thing, it really is. You're doing the same exact thing. If somebody's kid has got killed because of your foolishness and you don't want to say anything because you don't want to be a snitch, it's the same difference. At the end of the day, standing up for the whole entire, for innocent lives, period. Like, you're going to sit here and make this stand, make sure you stand for innocent lives, period. I'm one of those people that do that. I don't go for it. And at the end of the day, if I know somebody that kills somebody, y'all can say I'm breaking the code or whatever, but I know somebody that killed someone, I'm going to tell it. I don't give a damn because it was some one of my family members. I would want somebody to tell me. So it's just really sickening to watch that. That's just one thing I have to say I'm going to definitely speak out about. I just really don't understand that. You know, if you're going to be, let's say you're activist about something, make sure that you know things that come back and bite you and hunt you in the behind, because when you don't follow through completely what you're saying, they can come back and come back to eat you, man. So, really, at the end of the day, like I said, this Trayvon Martin thing, like I said, I'm not taking nothing away from that. I'm pissed as hell behind it because I don't, my thing is, for the second time, as far as I know of, within a year, there's been another crazy behind fool in freaking Florida who's got away with something yet again. Casey Anthony was the other person. I don't know what the hell is going on in Florida, but it needs to come down to a freaking screeching halt. I'm tired of watching these idiots run the streets. It's crazy. So that's my two cents for the day. That's what I got to say about all that. But let me go ahead and let y'all know about shows coming up for the rest of the week. All right, tomorrow on TP3 Radio, they'll be, on the latest TP3 Radio, they'll be chopping up on the Trayvon Martin case themselves, and they'll be having artist, Smooth D on the show as well. Gotta check them out. That's my girl, Lala Nicole, Candy, and the beautiful Entice Diamante. Check them out every Tuesday right here on Life of the Dust Live, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, then Wednesday, we'll be checking into the UK, in which my girl Mimi is going to be on the show, and we'll be chopping up with her. And which, one thing I got to say about this week on the shows, is not just the fact that these people are international, it's the fact that these people are activists about what they do. And I love that. I love the fact that these people are really just not just using their, they're using their gifts to do a whole lot more than just simple tasks. So, big ups to them for that. We're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be back. We're here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Sonny J. Let's take it to my boy AM, and this is Fall of Cold. What a perfect song.
Girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddy J.
All right, we're back in the building on Life at Dusk Live with your boy Ceddy J. It is Hot After Dusk Monday, and you know how we do it every Monday. Then we go in, but I got my girl Miss J in the building right now. What's up? Hold on, just drop a line. Hold on, she'll be back on in a second, but. I said, y'all ever miss any parts of the show, let me just remind you, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also check it out at the Dust Spot, that's DUSKSPOT.com. And the past 5 episodes always show up on the player right there on the site. And then the other option, which I love so much and so easy, is iTunes. Type in Life at the Dust Live. It has all the shows in there. And you can listen to all the shows for free. miss them as much as you want to. So there you go. That's it. And there's also other, you can pretty much, you Google Life After Death Live, period, you're pretty much going to find the show, because we're also on other networks as well. So speak up to that. And when you look for the show, just look for the one that says Hot After Dusk Model Emmy J Doll. All right, Jay. And girl, Mr. J is about to call back in a second. All right. Now, also another, like I said, some other stuff. If you have any opinions about anything we're going to talk about on the show, you can also tweet me. Tweet me at Ceddy J Dusk or Dustbot. You can tweet me at CEDDYJDUSK or tweet me at DUSKSPOT. Either one of those Twitter handles, you should be able to get me. All right, let's check the phone line. We should have her now. It's my girl, Melissa J.
Hi.
What's up?
What's really good?
Not too much. You know, I'm fired up today. People know how I am. That's usually every Monday, people know how I am. I get in one of those modes where if I see some foolishness, I'm really going to go in.
Right.
But
it's only right. You do. You speak
it's
on it.
It's only right. Exactly. I just wanted to say, first off, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Such an opportunity. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's crazy because what a lot of people don't know or might not know is that you're actually calling all the way from the islands. TCI.
The Turks and Caicos Islands. Yes.
But yeah, see, it's a big up for that, man. It's always crazy when people from other parts of the world call. This especially, and I know, and this is the first time I heard you talk. See, you don't have a thick accent or anything. I thought we had like a really thick accent. I hear a little bit of East Coast in your voice.
Really? No, I mean, I'm afraid that if I do it, then it would be difficult for people to understand me. But I've spent some time in New York, so I think that kind of adds the twang to it.
Okay. Now I'm starting to hear it come out. Now I'm starting to hear the island accent come out. Now I heard it. You tried to fight it. It's like, no, we're not going to allow you to fight us anymore. But yes. First off, you know, we kind of told people a little about stuff, a little stuff about you before you got on the show, in which that includes. Right. You know, a lot of the runway shows you have done are just tremendous of what you're, the fact that you use your gifts to give back to people, which we'll be chopping that up here in a moment. But before we get into all that in retrospect, let's talk about, like, what actually led you into getting into modeling?
To be honest, it was my first experience in 2009 for the TCI Top Model Extravaganza. That's an annual thing now. I took part in that, and I think after doing that, it kind of dawned on me that, yeah, this is what I enjoy doing. So after that, that was it. That's what I wanted to do.
Right, most definitely. So, like, were, like, big inspirations that, you know, also led you to getting in, like, what are, like, models that you say, oh, man, that person made me want to be a model?
And I need to be honest with you. There's no model that I see that kind of, you know, made me wanted to do this. Like I said, from the experience of doing it, I kind of like the feeling. Me, myself, my friends say that I'm extra. I don't agree with that, but that's what they say. I like attention. I love the spotlight. I love it. That's what I love doing. I always like, you know, entertaining people from music to modeling, more on the modeling than the music. The music is just for fun right now.
so that's the new I didn't know about. So I'll tell them about that. You said you were music too?
Yeah.
New stuff, CD. You say y'all about to say to be calling you out on it.
I mean, in my younger days, I recorded a few stuff, but I'm not into the music thing. I think it's my mommy's dream, really. But I have a voice.
you can hold a note. Okay. All right, now you can have me wondering about that from now on. I'll be asking you about that. Like, okay, so you hid something from us. Okay. So most definitely. So, you know, you say you basically got into this by experience and whatnot. One thing, like I was talking about when you first came around, was chopping up the fact of what you've done. Like, you ripped the runways with stuff that your great call is like for the Red Cross. And
so
you
Fred,
also have something called Divas and Denim. Kind of tell us about
Denim,
those projects.
Yeah. The Red Cross event that I did, it was organized by a local fashion icon here, whereas designer as well as the runway himself, Courtney Robinson. He kind of put that together here, where after we did the TCI Top Model Extravaganza, that was like the next gig, and we did that, and it was basically what we did was, you know, people donate clothes and other stuff to the Red Cross, so we actually went into their clothes closet and took out rags and stuff and just dressed it up and showcased that at the Somerset Resort here, which was pretty good, and all benefits and proceeds went, of course, to the Red Cross, so I was really, you know, proud to be a part of something like that. The Divas and Denim, that's a recent project that came into play with me and my sister, who is a local Mary Kay consultant here. And we talked about it and it was like, you know, women in the community is, you know, always being sheltered and you always hear the men this, the men that, the men the other. And we wanted to acknowledge successful women in our community, you know, to kind of go out and mingle, have cocktails and just have a night out to, you know, and enhance women empowerment and to acknowledge the business women entrepreneurs here. We have a lot of young entrepreneurs on island, and it's like they're not seen or not taken seriously. So, you know, we talked about it, and she went ahead and pushed forward, and that's what it was.
Most definitely. You know, I definitely say it's always, you know, you don't hear this a lot from males of power. They, for some reason, they're scared to say it because they're scared to admit that women are equal to what we have going on. But, you know, for me, when I watch women, so I really, without y'all, there's a lot of stuff that wouldn't happen the way it did without y'all. So,
yeah.
For me, anytime it's a time to big up a woman, I definitely am a person behind it. And definitely to say I'm glad y'all saw that project, because a lot of times, especially in the entertainment industry, y'all don't get as much credit. Y'all get, I mean, you pretty much get the, oh, yeah, you just look good and stuff, but y'all don't get the credit that y'all actually have power.
Put in the hard work, exactly. So that's what we was trying to push forward, and we're gonna push for it to be an annual event, you know, like I said, just to kind of empower women and to something for us. You know, we've basically taken a role of our own as, you know, equal to male dominant, and I think that's a good look. So we're pushing for that to be an annual thing.
Okay, most definitely. All right, so what we're going to do is go ahead and go to a quick song break, and then when we come back, we got some more to chop up with you. Some stuff we're chopping up is your favorite photographer. See, I'm putting you on blast, because, you know, we talked about that before in the written interview before, who your favorite photographer is. But you're the spot. And then also, some of your views of the modeling industry, because, you know, you do a blog that you do on the Dust Spot that, you know, you really speak out to stuff. And it's always interesting to have, you know, have people that models themselves speak out to other models. So,
right.
We'll be chopping up here in a moment. We're gonna take it back. This is really, truly one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world of all time, and especially it's only right since you are here, we have to play this song now. So this is one of my favorite songs. This is by Mad Cobra. This is Flex. Or some of y'all know it's time to have sex. Right back.
Waiting too long. Finally you come along. Baby love, experience them, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out. Tell it, girl, girl, flip. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, flip. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, that way. Out of patience. Love it, she gets, that will be sufficient. I rather wait. Till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving.
You do something we call the model one-on-one, in which you talk to a lot of models, letting them know some things if you're going to get into the industry, how you should go about it and whatnot. And just personally,
right.
what's your overview of the industry? And like, what are like some of those small things that got to be changed?
I just want to make it clear that the reason why I do that is not to put nobody else down or to bash anybody or to knock what anybody else is doing. When I post my blog, it's honestly directed to the younger generation who are trying to come up in the industry, you know. Of course, you have all kinds of genres of models, hands down. There's no way around it. All kinds of different looks and slots for models these days. But you have young persons, especially in my community, as well as I'm sure, you know, international, who want to get into it. And it's like, it annoys me. Let me be frank. It annoys me when I feel like, you know, young girls, they see models, and the only models that they're looking at are more like video vixens. Nothing's wrong with those models. That is a job. Nothing's wrong with that. But there's more to it than just, you know, big leg and a big butt and all that stuff. It's good. I don't knock nobody else's hustle. We're all in it for the same reason. And, you know, I just want them to kind of expand their horizon and realize that there's more to it than just good looks and a nice body, you know. And then as they come up, they can't, you know, if you keep portraying that, then you can't knock people for thinking that that's all we are, right? It's more to us than just good looks. And another reason why I stress that too, okay, I'm a mom and I have a little girl. So, you know, same thing goes for her. I don't want her to grow up thinking, okay, she always has to look good to get by. That's not the case. You know, so that's my main reasons for the blog.
And, you know, when I read the blog, you know, and that's why I've made a comment. I made a comment your most recent one. You know, I stood up for, you know, exactly what you're talking about, where I can tell you're not doing
right.
to bash anybody. But you're,
The
thing is, a lot of times, what people get misconstrued is that, like you said, that there's only one type of model in the urban model field, in which everything has its place. But I, like you said, I just don't like the fact that it's only, like sometimes some people make it sound like it's only, like you want to be, if you're African-American woman and you want to be a model, you have to only be this type of model.
Exactly, yeah.
And, yeah, it's... I like all different shades of focus. Sometimes I want to get male. Sometimes I want to see some eye candy. Sometimes, but as a male, as being a male that thinks outside the box, and I like to be taken through an adventure. I like people to think outside the box with their shoot themselves. So, like you said, sometimes some people are just unimaginative. Like it's the same pose. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same
audience,
themes,
you're changing colors. You're changing the color of what you're wearing. Yeah.
Right.
It's
so many opportunities. Like, I mean, you can be a hand model, a foot model, an eye model. You know, if an agent or a promoter, somebody sees something on you, and you know, if you have nice fingers and they want to use your fingers, you can get paid doing that. That's nothing wrong with that. And that's, you know, also with, like I said, being a part of the TCI Top Extravaganza, we had, you know, training and different types of model etiquette as to how we are supposed to go about promoting ourselves and our photo shoots and different poses and so forth. So it's also from experience of me being tutored and trained as well. So the little knowledge that I have, I mean, we're getting old. I'm getting old. You know, I can't do this forever. So whatever knowledge and information that I have, I am happy to share it, you know, the little information that I learned, you know, along the way. I have no problem with that. And I like to talk, so that's another reason why I do the vlogs. So, you know, it's just to help out my fellow dolls, you know, who's in the game right now. Like I said, I'm not knocking anybody, and I support everybody in what they're doing, you know, what they're doing. So.
Right. And I definitely receive that. Like, that's why I make sure I was like, I'll make sure people get this frank in their head. It's because people argue. Some people do like to spin, so they're like, oh, what? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just got to read. I'm a person, I think outside the box, and I read it, and then make sure I get the full context of what the person is trying to say. And
right, yeah.
That's exactly like you said. That's exactly what you said. And me personally, as a person who has a sight of models, I like to see different types of models. And I hate going to these sites where only thing you see in their sites are eye candy models. It's eye candy, eye candy. Okay, I'll see this. Eye candy, okay.
Yeah, I mean, people need to realize that eventually candies don't last. You suck on a candy, it melts. Eventually it disappears, you know, and then you're an eye candy today, everybody's after you, everybody loves you, and then tomorrow there's a younger, more beautiful girl that's out, and then it's like, who are you? So I feel like if you're going to come into this industry, at least try to make a name for yourself or make a brand so that when the next phase comes in, people still remember you and not just the eye candy, you know?
Right. Because, I mean, a lot of times some people, because they don't think outside the box, you know, I always trip off when I see this. I see the mod, shout out to mod, that had to say, I see this sometimes. And it's something that don't think outside. I go to their profiles and they don't think outside the box. And every chance they get, they have on their, I'm only doing paid work, yada, yada, yada. It's like, okay, yeah, but if you're doing the same thing, how can you expect someone to find value and you just not try? Because then they're going to see that, okay, you really aren't going to be versatile. How's my money going to stretch? And we really say, okay, this person's going to be something that's going to be a long-term thing. But, you're actually one of the people in which, I mean, the reason why you can say something is because you actually get a lot of paid gigs, too.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So people ain't taking heed. I mean, obviously, you're doing something right. You're doing something right. And which, you know, that leads me to, you know, my favorite question to ask every now and then. I got a couple questions, tough questions I want to ask. Okay, so first one, which I already know the answer to, who is your favorite photographer that you have worked with so far?
Daddy,
why?
Don't do this to me.
Oh, yes, I got to do it. It's only right.
let me make it known that I enjoy working with every one of my photographers. Everyone. they both bring different elements to the table, so I enjoy. But I will be honest, and I would say my last two recent shoots was with Grand Hawk Studios. They are based here in the Turks and Caicos, of course. And reason why, our relationship, business-wise, they're cool. Out of business, they're cool. And they take their work very seriously. They're very persistent. And you know, I can work well with them. And as you can see, they create great images. And
yeah.
I would have to say that.
I like what they did the junkyard shoot. That's the most recent one you did. I like what they did with that. It was like, wow. And the quality of the editing they do with their stuff, too. That's always another key thing. Some people do the most whack editing, and it's annoying. And then it's almost like as if the person isn't even like it was that person anymore or whatever was going on. So, yeah, I definitely say big ups to them on that one.
With them, yes, and also with them too. With me, when I do these shoots, I like to deal with everything hands on. So even with editing and everything, I sit with them, and you know, I'm told that I'm a bit bossy or aggressive sometimes. But if my name is behind that brand, I have to be bossy and aggressive to get what I paid for. You know, so
exactly,
yeah.
And shoot, I mean, you probably make it. Somebody probably needs to pick you up as a manager later on and down the line. Because that's always the great thing. If you were really doing something about yourself, right, then that means it's like, hey, this person can say, well, I know they did the same thing for me if they worked for me. So
once it's positive, I'm all for it. So.
All right, now, here we go. Tough question. Because it's funny. This is one of my favorite things to ask y'all because it's hilarious to hear the sudden stuff that happens. Now, either it's usually one or two things I'll get to know. Either most embarrassing thing or I don't even know the most embarrassing thing today because it's really, 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 really funny lately. What's like the most crazy thing a guy has tried to do to approach you as far as like, because, you know, sometimes some of these guys on Twitter, they hit you up and they go, yeah, girl, I want to network with you, girl. You know, that's how they be doing, man. They don't really be trying to network. Like, let us know about, like, what's like the craziest thing that's happened to you of that so far?
You want me to take on the embarrassing one or the guy one first?
The guy one, yes, the guy one.
Ah, steady.
Hold on, here we go, here we go. I'm going to give you the sticky music.
Oh, my God. I mean... The Real Beauty Magazine, and as well as Facebook. featured in their up-and-coming issue. Also, in a couple of days, I'll be in New York. I'm going to New York to shoot with 43 Studios. That's, they're also on Twitter at 43 Studios, and also the editors for The Gorgeous magazine, as well as working with Seth London, who's also a photographer. He worked with America's Next Top Model, and he also shot for New York Fashion Week. And that's it. And hopefully, fingers crossed, by summertime I can get my talk show up and running. So that's in the making for now.
now that's gonna be interesting. I'm all about digging up people who have a personality like myself. So I can't wait for that. I get excited when I'm like, oh, that person's a personality.
Right. Yes, so I've been working with you know, the local media individuals here, and it's in the making. We're talking about it. My best friend, she calls me Wendy already. She, because like I said, they said I'm extra. So I think that would be a good look. So yeah, and of course more photo shoots.
All right. That's what's up. Well, let's say once again, I want to thank you for coming through. What's the website that people can check out all your stuff going on and whatnot?
You can find me on Twitter, of course. It's number 3 MMYJDoll. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/MelissaJTCI. You can also find me on Models on Deck, and I recently joined Model Mayhem, modelmayhem.com/MelissaJTCI, and that's the same for Models on Deck. And my website is actually under construction as well, and I would keep all my supporters, you know, posted with that. And last but not least, I am on the Dusk Spot profile/MelissaJ.
You actually one of the recent models of the week too. So we also got a big gift for that.
Shout out to you guys for that.
You also a recent member of the week too.
A featured member and also model of the week. I was also featured for model coverage as model of the day. They're also on Twitter at model coverage.